A man is sitting next to me. He's carrying a large blue IKEA bag filled with plastic bottles and newspaper. He has a McDonald's soda cup with Sharpie scribbles on it sitting in front of him. He talks to himself, an imaginary conversation about a conversation. And then I told him to fuck off because I didn't have time to waste, type stuff. As I watched the obviously mentally ill man look toward the door as each new person enters as if he's waiting for someone to swoop in and save him from the life he's been living, I'm grounded, reminded that it's not that bad.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He talks to himself.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1556 of the BFO for Monday, the 13th of January 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Show, y'all, we're going to tell you about the weekend and about some Twitties, yes? Hello, Globus. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I've got to tell you, I'm a little belchy.
Big Freddy, you're more than a little belchy.
But anyway, y'all, and I'll tell you why I'm belchy when I get to the weekend recap. But y'all, I'm recording this a little bit late on Sunday evening for the Monday little show. Yeah, I know that breaks the third wall and ruins it, because I know many of you think that I do this live as you're listening to it.
Big Freddy, you don't?
No, I don't. But y'all, what's the Golden Globes?
Big Freddy, is that why we're Globies?
That's it. The Golden Globes are getting ready to come on. Y'all, they've got the scarlet carpet out.
Big Freddy, the scarlet carpet!
They've got it out, and y'all, I don't know if you follow Pat Powers on the Twitty, but y'all, he does the funniest damn things when there's live events. He puts out the funniest damn Twitties, and y'all, I just want to the red carpet is on, and y'all, he's already started, and these are the kinds of and so there's nothing going on right now, but y'all, he does it throughout the entire show, and y'all, it's just funny. It's funny as the Dickens.
Big Freddy the Dickens.
But y'all, it's like he says here, stars, I want to win Golden Globes tonight. Charo, Scatman Crothers, Sally Kellerman, Danny Pintaro, Faye Dunaway, and Joe Piscopo.
Big Freddy.
And it says, I once won a Golden Globe for my portrayal of Anne Frank in Cannonball Run 2. Oh, y'all, I'm a little gassy, too. But y'all, it's just funny as hell. And so, y'all, y'all, and here's another one. I always forget, how many Fleet enemas does one use before a Golden Globe show?
Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
Y'all, it makes me kerfuffle.
Big Freddy, that's lovely.
Y'all, before I get into the weekend recap and all, the Big Fatty has gotten so many, what is it, Poodle?
Big nothing, Big Fatty, I'm just playing with Skiki Kitty.
Gotten so many comments about the description of the haircut that I got last week, and y'all, it's just so many people. Oh my goodness, that just sounds lovely. I remember good old haircuts like that, and you know, and like that Peter G. He's like, oh, can you still get those kinds of haircuts? Well, y'all, find yourself an old fashioned. A barber shop, and you know, none of this, you know, none of this fancy stuff. You know, if it doesn't smell like talcum powder, turn around and walk out. Be ready. But y'all got so many comments about that. Now, y'all, I think it just is one of those things that just touched people. Be ready inappropriately? No, not inappropriately. But anyway, and y'all, one last thing that I wanted to mention that I haven't mentioned. Is that I went through and I counted up all the crema cards, and y'all, 53 people sent me crema cards this year, and y'all, I'm touched. I'm just touched by your caring and that you sent those to Big Fatty, because y'all, you know, I know there are a lot of folks out there and crema cards are one of those things that they're kind of old fashioned and kind of like that haircut, Betty, kind of like you. But anyway, but y'all, 53 crema cards. I was delighted. I really was just delighted. So just want to say one final thank you about that. And anyway, Betty. Yeah, I see, y'all, we've gotten some more entries into the coupon contest, and remember, I'll tell you about that in a second, but y'all, we've heard from Trucker Alex, Jimmy Bam, Moose P, that Peter G, Princess Hannah, the boy genius, Ant, and my youngest daughter, Nessa. Big Ready, that's lovely! But y'all, you still got time to get your entry in, and all you gotta do is add up how much Big Fatty saved on the coupon over at the Von Zeest that he announced on the shows for 2011, 2012, and 2013, all of them added together, one number, and y'all send it to ruined at Big Fatty Online no later. Oh, but BigFattyOnline.com. Big Fatty, get it right. Get it to me no later than this coming Thursday, the 16th of January. And y'all, the person that comes the closest without going over will win a cash prize from cash money that Miss Bacon finds in her seat cushions. And if everybody goes over, the one that's closest wins. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I gotta tell you, the weekend didn't start off so great, and Big Fatty usually doesn't tell all the dirty details and all like that, but y'all, let me just say that for right day, y'all, it was just a crappy-ass day. It was just a crappy-ass day, and I was, every once in a while, there's just things in your life that just make it a crappy-ass day, and y'all, I don't want you to think that Big Fatty doesn't have crappy-ass days, because y'all, he does, but after I got home from the coal mine, I came in here to the Fat Cave, and y'all, I opened me a glass of Moose Pea wine, and y'all, after I started drinking that, all I could think was, Big Fatty, a B flat, and it got better, y'all, you have to. It sometimes you just have to get to the point where you just don't care. You just gotta quit caring, and that's where Big Fatty was. After having a couple of glasses of the Moose Pea wine, y'all, I had a couple of glasses, and y'all, I was a lightweight, and y'all, that veritable Virgo, you know him. He's up there. I don't know where the hell he is. He's up there where it snows a lot, and they have lots of problems with a cellular telephonic device connection. And he goes, Big Fatty, I got you beat. I have one glass of wine. I'm getting will put me to sleep. And y'all, so be it. So be it. And anyway, on Saturday, y'all, I got up. And I piddled around the fat cave here, and y'all, I can't really remember what I did on Saturday. I just kind of piddled around. But y'all, Saturday night, I was on that. It seems like there was something I did on Saturday. We don't remember. It's not important. You just sat around talking to yourself. I listened to a couple of little shows, is what I did. And y'all, by the way, you know that that Apple Snack TV that the number one fan of the BFO, that's Bill out there in St. Louis. He had sent me that Apple Snack TV, and y'all, you can listen to little shows on your TV machine, and y'all, it pops up everybody's picture up there, and it's just lovely. And so I was doing that, but y'all, then on a Saturday evening, I was on that Stick It With a Poke, but y'all, the best part, well, I shouldn't say the best part, but y'all, a true highlight, this was just lovely, of the Stick It With a Poke this past Saturday night, y'all, before it came on, I got into a little chatter chat with that Kim Beaver. Y'all, and I said, Miss Beaver, you really should, if you, because you know, Torjvan over there in the Faroe Island, y'all, they, you know, it's like 6 hours ahead of the Eastern time. So y'all, it, you know, by the time the Stick It With a Poke comes on at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern, it's 1 a.m. in the morning there. And you know, Miss Beaver, as she says, she needs her beauty sleep. Beh, Fanny, she's lovely. She said the squeaky kitty. I convinced her to just, you know, since she was kind of up late anyway, I said, well, hang around for just a few minutes for part of the chat room on the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, then I chitter-chatted with Dr. Stone, you know, E. Pluribus, out there in the San Diego, and y'all, we did a little face chat, and I told him, I said, you know, Miss Beaver's going to be in the chat room tonight. Maybe you know, if you're not doing anything, come on over there. And y'all, Dr. Stone was saying, y'all, he was in great demand on Saturday night, because you know we needed medical opinions on several different things. And in honor of Miss Beaver, there was lots of lesbian poon put up there in the chat room. Y'all, Miss Beaver, she was only going to stay for a few. Y'all, she stayed to the bitter end, I say. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, I think she had the time of her life. Y'all, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. in the evening, y'all, that's Stick It With a Poke is always a good time. Did that, and y'all then went out to the Dudley Do-Rights after that, and y'all just had some lovely cocktails and a conversation. It was a nice evening, y'all. It really made up for the crappy day on Friday.
Yes, Big Freddy, not a good for right.
But anyway, and y'all, then on Sunday, the gin hit me hard on Saturday night, and so I kind of laid in the bed a little longer than maybe I should have, but y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and so I did that and got up and had my brofkas and everything, and y'all, I had to wash the underpants and all those kinds of domestic things, and cleaned out the ice box, and y'all, they're showing that Tina Fey and that Amy Poehler. They're the host of the Golden Globes, and y'all, both of them got a nice pair of Golden Globes.
That's vulgar.
Anyway, just piddled around here, and y'all, then I called Larry Cly, and I said, Larry Cly, you want to go see that moving picture, saving Mr. Banks? And he says, yes. So y'all, we went to the picture show, and big fat, and this picture show that we went to, y'all, they serve food. You can order like a hamburger or a pizza pie y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a second. But y'all, big fatty ordered popcorn. And y'all, I hadn't had popcorn since I started this modified low carb eating plan. And y'all, they brought a huge bowl of it. Larry Cly ordered some fried pickerels, and y'all, we had unsweetened iced tea. And y'all, it was lovely because it was the free refills on that. And but I ate the whole bowl of popcorn, and now I'm kind of regretting it. But y'all, I was craving popcorn, and they put the real butter on it and everything. And y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, that was a lovely movie. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but y'all, it's a good movie, and y'all, the hats liked it, and my brother and sister-in-law like it, and I can see why, but it was just lovely. And and so we did that, and y'all, then came home, and that's why I'm recording the little show a little late, because, you know, I had to call the hats, you know, they do that on Sunday night. Yes, Big Daddy! Anyway, so that's basically the weekend. Big Daddy, that was jam-packed. Oh, and I'm having another glass of Moose Pea wine tonight as I'm getting ready to watch the Golden Globes. Yes, Big Freddy! y'all, they're showing the Golden Globes, and y'all, there's that Tom Hanks. You know, he was in the Forrest Gump along with Big Freddy many years ago. Y'all, back, I don't remember when it was, but it was many moons ago. But y'all, he played Walt Disney in the Saving Mr. Banks. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I got to, y'all, I got to tell you something. The medical industry, it's just a pain in the ass. That's just all there is to it. And Big Fatty, you know, I go to the doctor every year, and I have my physical, and I go to the dentist twice a year, and I try to be a good patient. And I do what the doctor asks and take my prescriptions and everything. Y'all, I order my prescriptions through my health insurance. I order it online through the mail order prescription service. And on January the 1st, my health insurance hadn't changed a bit. But on January 1, all of a sudden, and nothing else changed. It's the same prescription company. It's the same health care, the same insurance company providing the insurance, the health insurance, and everything. And but y'all, on January the 1st, something happened, and all of a sudden, none of my prescriptions are there in the system anymore. So y'all, this past week, this is another reason this past week wasn't so great. I was on the phone trying to get this all figured out and worked out and everything. Y'all, it's bad enough when you make a mistake, but when you don't do anything wrong, it just sucks. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show. Now, y'all, it was the Big Liar. You know, he's back doing his little show, and y'all, that Joe Patance show has returned also. But y'all, the Big Liar, even though he did not, he did not specifically mention a burglary. Y'all, you know damn good and well that segment that I played, you know, he was talking about Big Fatty. Y'all, it's just, there's no doubt in my mind. Big Fatty, it sounded exactly, it was a perfect description of you and your colored pens and your cup and everything. But anyway, and talking to yourself, Big Liar, what do you think of the little show?
He talks to himself.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's definitely talking about you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.